This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Receive the Holy Spirit. The Spirit meets us in our sleep. Genesis 15:12a. As the sun was setting, Abram fell into a deep sleep. Consider this. Early on in the Old Testament, we find the creative Spirit of God speaking to people in unique and often remarkable ways, ways that can help us understand how the Spirit can speak to us. In Genesis 15:12, we find the Spirit of God speaking to the patriarch Abram in the nighttime hours. The story of Jesus and the biblical imagination of the entire New Testament church engage the reality that the Holy Spirit speaks at times through dreams. God does this to further his new creation story and our growth as mature disciples and awakening people. In the biblical narrative, sleep time is regarded as a normal part of life. Jesus was sleeping in a boat, yet also as a unique venue for the Holy Spirit to speak to individuals about the Father's heart for them and for the world. For example, Joseph's dream about taking Mary to be his wife. Sure, these people are the Son of God and a biblical hero, respectively. But does the Spirit speak to us normal Christians during the roughly 33 years we spend in bed over an 80-ish year lifespan? Or do we in the Trinity take those 3 1/3 decades off? In this story, Abram goes into a nap to end all naps, verses 12 to 16. And something very profound happens. The Spirit of God speaks. The future is told. Promises are made. Then, we're not sure if Abram was asleep or awake for this part, a covenant is established through images familiar to Abram in chapter 15, 17 to 21, that will connect all the way to the new covenant of Jesus and our faith in him today. Across awakening history, dreams have been one way God gets his people's attention, to pray at times and in ways we wouldn't have otherwise. Dreams can also serve as a way for God to give us experiences of his love and wisdom that we may not have otherwise. I know that I and many others have been stirred in the middle of the night with a strong urge to pray for a person or a situation, with an awareness of God's presence that is moving and restoring, or even with a song in the night that we find ourselves singing as we awake. While we always need discernment in understanding dreams due to their subjective nature, supported by ongoing maturity in our walk with Jesus, reflection on the scriptures, and the counsel of wise, discerning guides, it is true that the Spirit has something to say to us in our nighttime hours. A wise woman of God once told me to keep a journal by my bed to write down dreams that felt important, either just for me or for others. The Spirit will begin to speak to you as you are going to sleep, through the night, and as you wake in the early morning hours, if you are expectant enough to keep a journal beside your bed. Read the Bible before you go to sleep to fill up your heart and mind with God's truth. Both you and God will know that you are eager to hear His Spirit speak if you keep that journal at the ready. How about you? How has the Holy Spirit spoken to you in the night? The prayer. Jesus, I receive your Holy Spirit. I recognize that my sleeping hours as well as my waking hours are yours for the speaking. Come, Holy Spirit, speak to me in ways that remind me of your covenant love for me, and use my hours of rest to continue to transform me into the likeness of Jesus. The question, are you open to the Holy Spirit speaking to you as the biblical characters were in your nighttime hours? Grab a journal and ask the Lord to speak to you as you go off to sleep. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Welch.